Slade Martin was in foster care for 14 years. He says it wasn't easy because people make a lot of negative assumptions about foster kids.
They're going to steal, that they're going to be a bad influence on the younger kids, that they're going to, you know, get pregnant or get someone pregnant. They're going to be on drugs. They're not going to go to school.
He says sometimes he and other kids did bad things because they felt like they didn't belong with their foster families or anywhere else. They couldn't express themselves through their own clothes, music, or culture. But now foster parents are trying to change that so kids are more successful. Alaska Public Media's urban affairs reporter Ann Hillman has more in part two of the series Fostering Our Future.
After you're done typing it, get the color pencils from Latavia. So you can color it.
Laura Ingham calls homework instructions up to her daughters as she heads to the basement to show off multiple years' worth of family portraits.
This is my oldest son, D'Angelo. And these are my boys.
Right now, she has six kids, though two have moved into their own apartments.
The best times is when they're all here because this house is just popping. It's just loud. And I just sit and watch all the and my oldest two are so animated.
Ingham knows what it's like to be in foster homes. She and her older brother spent most of their childhoods in them.
I got put with a lot of white families that didn't know how to take care of black kids, and so it makes it difficult.
She says they bounced from placement to placement because 20 years ago, the state didn't value permanency. She shut down. She learned not to attach and not to love.
I was in foster care. It didn't really feel much.
Then, 12 years ago, she took in her younger siblings and everything had to change. She had to learn to open up. When her sister left the house, Ingham started taking in teenagers and has up to 5 kids living with her at a time. Ingham says she and other foster parents are approaching foster care differently than when she was in the system.
They weren't really trying to incorporate you into what they really had going on. It was just like, it was actually a temporary thing. And now they're advocating more for permanency and in actual homes. That was not happening back then.
Ingham cares for teenagers who most likely cannot be reunited with their biological families, which is different from younger kids who will likely go back. The median length of time spent in foster care in Alaska in 2015 was only 1.5 years. But some ideas for making kids feel less stigmatized apply in all situations. Now, foster families are trained to learn about the kids' cultural backgrounds and cook foods from their homes. They learn about the impacts of trauma, how it can affect a child's behavior, and how to react to it. Eileen McGinnis is the director of Alaska Center for Resource Families, which trains foster parents. She says foster families may only be together for a short time, but the parents' attitudes can make any interactions impactful.
Show them that there's hope in the world, there's people that love, there's people that care for each other, and that being in a family doesn't have to hurt.
Ingham says she built her family by getting the kids to try new things together, at least once. She remembers dragging her youngest son, Evan, to climb Flat Top Mountain.
But he was like, oh, I don't want to go. I just want to go play basketball. It's the summer. He was the first one up Flat Top. Was up there waiting for us and ready to take pictures and selfies and all this crazy stuff.
She glances back at the row of portraits and points to a picture of Evan from when he first arrived at her house and then a new picture from 3 years later.
If you just look at his face, how his face is changing from when I first got him. There's a smile where there was nothing when I first got him.
Ingham says making kids feel like they're part of a family doesn't always work. Some kids have left her home because they were violent. She's had fights and holes punched in her walls. She says it's not easy, and foster parents need patience. But her trick for helping kids heal from trauma and abuse? Love. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.